Ah, now that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I put in auxiliary lights on my car and had to do the same. So now I completely understand what you're doing, and really appreciate you helping out Gary there. He is very eager to do what we're doing, and thank you very much for that.
Alternate fuel system stuff, and a lot of the components need a continuous duty rated circuit, and I automate them with floats, stainless steel floats that will hold pressure, temperature, and things like that. So for fuel modifications, they're great. Very low draw, and they've got a diode on the feedback of it, so it doesn't. You don't get the spike. You don't get the spike back on those. Plus, it protects the silver-coated points within that mechanical relay. Now, I use solid-state relays for things, too, because I have to build incubators because I don't want to spend $200, $300 for a snake incubator or bee incubator. When I do my bees, I have to have an incubator to finish off my queen cells.